All right, welcome back to the Just Means Less ACC podcast with your host, Nick. Today, we're doing a little bonus episode this week. Unfortunately, Micah can't join us tonight. If you haven't been following or didn't listen to yesterday's episode or the last episode we did with the guys from College Baseball Central, Micah has just been pushing out the content with college baseball. Last minute, he got credentialed for the Florida State game on Tuesday, made the trip down to Jacksonville, I believe it was, very last minute. Luckily, his parents moved to Florida, so it wasn't too much of a big deal, but kudos to Micah. He's a little busy right now pushing out more content, trying to get Miami credentials and all that good stuff, writing articles. So kudos to Micah. Go follow his new Twitter page, Mike. I believe it's Micah_CBC. It's all his opinions on college baseball, his kind of journey this year throughout college baseball. So if you're already following his main page and our page, the Just Means Less ACC page, go follow his college baseball page. He's doing a great job. I'll talk more about that a little bit later, but we wanted to do an episode for basketball. Now, some of you guys know we don't talk a whole lot of basketball on this podcast. I do tweet a lot about basketball. We all know that basketball is the ACC's bread and butter, right? Football's been on the up and coming. I know we got screwed with the Florida State situation this past year. Baseball is right there, neck and neck with the SEC. I believe we had 8 teams ranked in the top 25 for D1 baseball. So, but this has always been a basketball conference. It was born a basketball conference, and no one's denying that. Micah and I are not denying that. We like basketball a lot. We just noticed that, you know, with baseball such a huge hub for us, and the numbers for basketball were really not up to par with even baseball. Like, baseball has been our biggest bread and butter for us, which has also helped our football numbers going into this fall. But because football ends so late and baseball is right around the corner, like within a month, we decided to stop doing the basketball podcast unless something special happens. And this year, like last year, was the Miami Final Four run. We had to talk about it. We had to talk about the depth of the ACC. This year, 4 teams of our conference have made the Sweet 16. 4 of them. Clemson, NC State, North Carolina, and Duke. We started with 5. Virginia was the play-in. Micah wanted me to just let people know. Let me find the text. He said, just add the UVA missed free throws so NC State could run. So, yeah, Virginia might be a little bit of the reason why NC State is in this, but we got to talk basketball. The ride that these teams have been on, the ride that NC State has been on, North Carolina being a 1 seed, Duke being consistently good since K left, and Clemson, I mean, with their little run that they are on coming into this, they were the coldest team probably in the tournament. I mean, losing first round, I guess technically second round of the tournament to Boston College, everyone was picking New Mexico to beat Clemson in the first round because New Mexico was the hottest team going into the tournament, or one of the hottest teams. All the doubt, all the whatever you want to call it, the last 3 years for ACC basketball, I think Mike and I called this, but I've called it for the last 3 years. I even called it this year. I don't know why they undervalue this conference. I don't know what happened. I know the net rankings are new. The net rankings don't mean diddly squat, okay? They don't mean shit. Okay, look at NC State right now. They were a 10 seed in their own conference, And they went on this run, and now they're in the Sweet 16. Pitt should have been in. Wake Forest should have been considered more. I don't get this narrative of the ACC is down. I don't know. I mean, put on my tinfoil hat. I don't know if this is part of trying to break up the conference, like what happened with Florida State. I don't know why they're trying to downplay how good basketball is in this conference. It always has been, always will be. 2 years ago, we had, again, one of the least amount of teams in it for a conference to make the tournament. We had the most teams make the Sweet 16, the most teams make the Elite Eight, and two teams make the Final Four in 2022. In 23, you want a little diversity? Miami made the Final Four. Okay, that was fantastic. This year, we went 8-for-8. 8-for-8 in the first and second round, and we have the most teams in the Sweet 16. I don't get this narrative. The Mountain West hasn't done anything, okay? They've done nothing. They had one good Final Four run from San Diego State, who is still in it, by the way. I'm not denying San Diego State isn't a great program. They're the top of the top in the Mountain West and definitely one of the better teams in the country. The SEC came in with 8 teams. They got 3 to the Sweet 16. The Big 12, I think, has what, 2? I think they have, Baylor's out. They have less than us. I think the Big 12 has 2. The Big East is the only conference right now that can really say anything because they came in with 3. And honestly, they should have gotten more. You know, St. John's should have been considered a little bit more. I think if Nova went on a little run in the Big East tournament, they would have been in. And they go 6-for-6. And all 3 teams that made it made the Sweet 16. So the Big East is the only conference that can really say much along with us. I don't get this narrative. I don't know if this is something trying to break up the ACC so that, you know, maybe North Carolina can go to a different conference, like the Big Ten, or Clemson can go to the SEC, or whatever it is. The ACC will always rule basketball. It always will, and it always has. Just a friendly reminder, I saved this tweet. Since 2015, the conference with the most NCAA tournament titles is the ACC. Final Fours, ACC. Elite Eights and Sweet 16s, the ACC. Most different schools. So you want a little diversity, you want to spread it around the conference. Titles, Final Fours, Elite Eights, and Sweet 16s, all are the ACC. You can throw Pitt in there. You can throw the run Syracuse has made, even though some of us don't like Syracuse. Miami this year with NC State. Obviously, Carolina, Duke, Virginia. I think Virginia Tech has been there once or twice. It's always been Clemson. It's always been us. It's always been the ACC. The talent is so good. I don't understand. I don't get it. I feel bad for Pitt fans. I feel bad for Wake Forest fans. I don't know if Wake would have made it, but even in what I am saying and in my standards, I don't know if Wake would have made it, but they should have been considered more. I get they had the 3 losses in a row after Duke, but Pitt should have been in, and it's just unfortunate. The ACC will always run basketball. It always will. And this kind of run that NC State is on right now and the amount of teams that we've had win the ACC tournament, I mean, Georgia Tech, Florida State before COVID, Georgia Tech after COVID, Carolina, Virginia, Duke, now State. The diversity of teams reminds me of the SEC in football, where everyone wants to say it's Alabama, Alabama. Well, it's not really. Like, you go back to the mid-2000s, it was Florida, right? And then, you know, Nick Saban started to rise with Alabama, but every now and again, throw in LSU. Look at Georgia right now. Throw in Auburn. Okay, A&M is trying to make some noise. it's kind of the same thing. You know, the SEC is so good. It reminds me of the SEC in baseball too, in which I hope the ACC will be at that level pretty soon, sooner rather than later, where it's LSU, it's Ole Miss, it's Mississippi State, it's Vanderbilt, it's South Carolina, it's, you know, Auburn making Omaha, it's Alabama in the super regionals, it's Arkansas making Omaha, Florida winning a national championship. I mean, I think the ACC baseball is getting very close to that level of diversity of teams getting to Omaha and eventually winning national championships. They were very close last year with Wake Forest, as you know. But what the SEC is in football and baseball is what the ACC is in basketball. And I think NC State winning the ACC tournament this year just only helped the ACC. It helped how good the teams are, how good these programs are, not just in basketball, but NC State is rising in baseball. They're rising in football. Look at Wake. What Wake has done in football, making the ACC championship a few years ago, what Clawson has done, baseball making Omaha. You could take Notre Dame. I know they're not in football, but Notre Dame was in Omaha the same year State was. Look at Virginia. National championships in basketball and in baseball within 10 years. Look at North Carolina. They haven't been in Omaha in a while, but they are making super regionals. Basketball is like not going anywhere. Look at Duke. Duke made the super regionals last year. Duke was in the Final Four a couple of years ago. Duke basketball is not going anywhere, even with K gone. There's a lot of quality. Look at Virginia Tech in football. They have done a tremendous turnaround right now, and they're like one of the dark horses in the ACC this upcoming year. Look at Georgia Tech. It's all starting to click. I like this conference a lot. I love this conference. That's why we do this. That's why Micah and I do this. We purely love this conference. And we know that there's a clock on it right now. There's a shot clock on this conference. We don't know what's going to happen. We know that Stanford and Cal are coming. So is SMU. I still feel like that was a desperate attempt by the conference. But we have to, I guess we got to survive. It seems like none of these teams that want out are going anywhere. So I'm sorry, Florida State. I'm sorry, Clemson. You signed a contract. I've heard and talked to a lot of lawyers before about it, just asking, you know, and there's not really a way out of it right now. So what I would like to happen, I don't know if this is possible. I would love Jim Phillips to just sit down with the ADs and just tear up the grant of rights and say, okay, new contract. Let's get this going. I don't know if we can legally do that. I feel like if we can, we should have already, considering the ACC is fighting Clemson and Florida State, but we're getting a little too deep into this. But I just want to give praise to the four basketball teams that have made the Sweet 16. It's been a great story for North Carolina this year, just remaining at the top of the conference, remaining at the top of college basketball. After the bad year that they had, they did not make the NCAA tournament. They did not play in the NIT. The turnaround that they've had, and I get it, they've returned a lot of older players, RJ Davis, Armando Bacot, I get it, but to remain in the top 10 all year, to be number one in the tournament is really, really great. What Duke has done, making the Sweet 16, and people want to say Duke looks weaker without K. They're not the same. You know, they're lucky to be here. I mean, look, they're in the Sweet 16 again. I think Shire's doing a great job. They're getting top classes. They're getting great players. Clemson, I know Clemson fans wanted Brad Brunell gone. But that looks really good right now. Clemson looks pretty good for you guys. They're not going anywhere. They made the Sweet 16. I don't know if this is peak Brad Ronwell. I mean, you could win another game, see where that goes, but you're playing great basketball at the right time. And then obviously the NC State story has been one for the ages. I mean, this is exactly like the 83 team having to win the conference tournament 5 games in 5 days and, you know, beating Texas Tech, beating what could have been another Cinderella story in Oakland. It's just been remarkable. I think the diversity of teams has just only helped this conference so much. And I hope that Jim Phillips and the ACC figure out a way to keep this conference alive. I don't know if that's possible. I hope it is, but we'll see. But the ACC will always be a basketball conference. As much as I love football more, as much as I love baseball more, and as much as you guys, our listeners, love football and baseball, I mean, we can tell just by the numbers. Basketball has been saving us right now. It's been saving this conference, and I'm tired of the disrespect that the ACC is getting. Mountain West, I'm sorry. You're a group of five conference. You always will be a group of five conference. You got a couple of great teams. San Diego State is a great team. SEC, I'm sorry. You're overrated every single year. Big Ten, when was the last time you guys won a national championship? Izzo, in like what, 2000? Come on. The Big 12, I get Baylor. That was a nice ride, but what have you done since? What else has happened? I know there's Kansas, but you know, the ACC has the most. Since 2000, the ACC has the most Sweet 16s, the most national championships. And that's among, yeah, I'm counting Maryland. I'm counting Louisville. I don't care. They won the national championship, and Maryland won the national championship as an ACC school. So I'm going to take that. I don't count Miami's College World Series wins for the ACC. I know as an ACC fan, the ACC has 2 national championships in baseball. So I don't bring Miami's national championships with me. So you got Carolina, you got Duke, you got Maryland, you got Virginia, and you got Louisville, all winning national championships. You've got teams like State and Miami and Virginia Tech making tournament runs. It's always been the ACC in basketball. It always has, always will be. So Sweet 16 starts tomorrow. Carolina will be playing Alabama. Clemson will be playing Arizona. Duke will be playing Houston. And NC State will be playing Marquette. So as a State fan, I only want these teams to go so far. So I'm glad that as an ACC guy that we bounced back and the ACC is doing well. But I'm rooting for my pack all the way. So stay tuned for those games. They're going to be great. They're going to be a lot of fun. And just to kind of put a pin on it, thank you guys so much for listening to us. The College Baseball Central page has helped us out a lot. Thank you for tuning into the live streams. We're averaging about 500 viewers a night when we live stream. So thank you. Our podcast numbers for me and Micah have gone up. Twitter has just been blowing up, not only with the baseball, but with the basketball content I've been putting out. It only helps our page. It only helps me and Micah. So you guys liking, retweeting, listening, all of that keeps us going. And we don't get paid to do this. Eventually, hopefully, you know, we will see some reap to our benefit, payout, but we're not too focused on it because we've been doing this for 3 years, and for 3 years we've been loving it. We're on a high right now. Not gonna lie, Micah and I are kind of on the high of look at all of what we've done. The numbers going up for podcasts, for streaming, for followers, for likes, retweets, all that. It's been remarkable to watch. So you guys help us. You get us closer to our goal. So thank you so much. Just keep helping us. We are doing the best we can. I stay up every night when I do the stats. So again, apologies to everyone about the stats. I'm going to find a different website to do baseball stats. The ACC, here we go, the ACC does not update correctly. They've been missing NC State stats, Clemson stats. So thank you for the corrections. Micah has given me some suggestions on what to do, so I will fix those next week. And keep following Micah on his journey throughout the ACC baseball, because he is pushing out great content. He got to interview Link Jarrett, the head coach for Florida State. And he's going to the Miami game this weekend, so that'll be fun. He was at Wake with me last week, so it's been fun. We've been pushing it, and you guys have only been helping us, so thank you so much. I will be covering the Wake Carolina series Easter Sunday. I don't think I will be going to the Friday game because, unfortunately, the pack is calling, and I got to watch the Sweet 16, so I don't think I will be going to Friday. And Saturday, I go to Easter Vigil Mass, so I won't be going to the Saturday night game, but I will be there Sunday afternoon to cover Wake Carolina. Should be a good one. Big top 10 or top 15, I should say, matchup in the ACC and in college baseball. So thank you guys for listening. I just wanted to put this out there. Thought we should talk about it. This run the ACC is on, the run that NC State had and is still having, and Clemson, and how dominant Carolina and Duke have been, just couldn't be ignored. I know I tweet about it, which is great, but I think ACC fans should hear what we have to say. I think Micah agrees with me. I wish Micah could have been on with me today, but again, he's doing all the baseball stuff. So it had to be said. We will always be a basketball conference. There's no denying that. I love it. We got to have something, and the other sports are rising. So go ACC, go NC State for me personally, and the Pac fans that are listening. It just means less in ACC country. And as always, go ACC.